Latest news, breaking stories,
expert analysis.
All you need to know in 60 minutes.
This is the Midday Report.
Yesterday on the show, we spoke about the potential fourth wave that is going to hit us with COVID-19. Mia Milan from Becky Sisa was saying that it's likely, or they can't predict when it's going to happen, but it could happen around New Year. So what then is government going to do around alcohol? Because, of course, it's going to be the festive season. Liquor traders pleading with the government not to act hastily in dealing with this fourth wave, and they are fearing the imposition of further alcohol bans, that it will hurt various players in the sector. Lucky Ntimani, the National Liquor Traders Council National Convener, joining us now. Lucky, what are you concerned about ahead of this fourth wave? Do you think this is the way government is going to go with the festive season around the corner?
Good day, Mandy, and good day to several two listeners at home. Look, we are concerned given the way government has been treating the alcohol industry, treating us with disdain, making decisions for us without us. So we had to endure almost four bans now, almost 26 weeks non-trading. So we've got every reason to be worried, you know, that with the fourth wave looming, the government might consider, you know, punishing us and banning or even restricting alcohol sales in December, which would be unfortunate, but it's something that we really are not looking forward to.
So what kind of planning can you do ahead of that, if that is on the cards? Or could you find some kind of agreement with government where it could be a more limited restriction of alcohol sales?
So what I've always said to government is that they need to make their decisions based on science or even common sense, unlike the emotional decisions that they have taken, you know, that have subjected our people really to poverty. We have called on government to actually engage with us so that we can find sustainable ways in which you can be able to move past the fourth wave unscathed. But up to thus far, no one in government has been willing to talk to us or to even give us an ear so that we can put through a proposal that will make sure that we are able to deal with the issue of the fourth wave and not having to go through or be subjected to alcohol ban or restrictions.
Lucky, how severe would an alcohol ban be this time around? We've been through many in the past over the last 2 years. How badly would it affect your industry now?
I think a ban on alcohol now really is not something that's going to work for the industry. We have lost almost for every ban that we had to undergo, we lost about 20 billion rand. And we know that there's a lost revenue as well to the fiscus to the tune of 5.2 billion rand that is payable by the liquor manufacturers to government every 2 months. So really, if you look at the financial aspect of a ban, it does not make sense that you should close the entire sector so that you can deal with COVID-19. We feel that we should be able to have an arrangement where lives are saved, but also that livelihoods are protected. Not the way things have been done in the past, where we're just bad without any support whatsoever from this government.
Lucky, thank you very much for your time. Lucky Ntimani, the National Liquor Traders Council National Convener, warning there, pleading with government, don't act too hastily in dealing with this fourth wave, and the imposition of further alcohol bans will really hurt the sector.